From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Knight Ridder newspaper chain has won 84 Pulitzer Prizes, many for investigative reporting, biting commentary, lively features. Well, now its own story is coming to a close. Under pressure from investors, Knight Ridder's board approved a sale to the smaller McClatchy newspaper company for $4.5 billion in cash and stock. McClatchy is well-regarded by journalists and by Wall Street analysts, but as NPR's David Folkenflik reports, there is still anxiety at Knight Ridder.
Marie Ridder is a former newspaper reporter and a member of one of the families that once controlled Knight Ridder. She was in a good mood this morning when McClatchy announced the purchase.
They are newspaper people of high integrity, unlike almost anybody else.
Then she learned McClatchy wants to turn around and sell 12 of the newspapers.
My moment of joy was short-lived.
Those newspapers included some of the biggest and the most prestigious in the chain, like the San Jose Mercury News, the Philadelphia Inquirer, as well as the first Knight newspaper and one of the earliest Ridder papers.
Akron was, of course, where Mr. Knight started, and St. Paul is where we started. So that's sort of too bad.
Knight Ridder had slashed newsroom budgets in recent years at its larger papers as circulation and advertising revenues declined. The company sought to shore up profit margins to appease Wall Street investors. It didn't work. Knight Ridder's biggest investors forced CEO Tony Ridder to sell. Polk LaFoon is Knight Ridder's corporate secretary. He says Knight Ridder papers that remain with McClatchy will be in good hands. But he says the fact the company will disappear is hard to absorb.
Emotionally, here at the corporate headquarters, this is a sad and difficult day.
But McClatchy has successfully pursued a strategy of buying newspapers with high profits in growth regions. McClatchy CEO Gary Pruitt talked on a conference call with investors this morning.
We consider this possible acquisition, as we do every potential acquisition, with a cold, hard eye focused on our exacting and long-standing criteria.
Pruitt said the company expected to make no layoffs in any of the newsrooms of its new papers, which will include the Miami Herald, the Kansas City Star, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and the Charlotte Observer. McClatchy already owns respected and flush papers in Minneapolis, Sacramento, and Raleigh, North Carolina. Because of those profits, Pruitt said McClatchy could continue to invest in quality journalism.
The stakes have never been higher for newspapers and journalism in this country than they are today. And we dare not go into battle with anything less than the best and strongest company we can create.
The fate of the papers that don't fit McClatchy's formula remains unknown. That doesn't sit well with Jim Naughton, the former executive editor of the Philadelphia Inquirer.
It's very disconcerting if they are going to sell those papers to companies or individuals or who knows what in cases where the quality may not be assured.
The challenges facing Knight Ridder are confronting the industry as a whole. The Washington Post is cutting its newsroom staff by roughly 10%. McClatchy intends to sell all Knight Ridder papers with newsroom unions. They're considered more costly to run. The union, the Newspaper Guild, has already lined up private backers to try to buy them. But current and former news executives say there may already be a buyer in place. The Denver-based Media News has expressed interest in the papers in Philadelphia, San Jose, and St. Paul. And these executives say Media News may also be interested in the profitable Contra Costa Times because it has other papers in Northern California. McClatchy says it will sell the Times, too. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.